Now you see there how low the spinal column rests?
Mm-hmm. It's pressing against the stomach, isn't it?
Exactly. And therefore limits the dorsal distension of the stomach.
Cutting down on the amount of food that can be eaten.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Well, here we have a mouth and throat.
Mm-hmm.
Now you can see that here there is the further limitation as to the nature of the food that can be taken.
Amazing. This may open the door to a completely new approach.
I've also made a quick analysis of the contents of the stomach and find it to be largely protein and some iodized substance.
Iodized?
Of course, I've sent the stomach down to the lab for a thorough check. And when we hear from them, we'll know exactly what bait the wall-eyed pike prefers to any of them.
Think how far ahead of the game we'll be when we know what the wall-eyed pike eats in its natural state.
No more experimenting with bait.
Zowie, a strike every time.
Now, like you've done it again. Boy, I want to congratulate you.
That goes for me, too.
Thank you, Jim. Well, it's all a matter of the scientific approach. Why should fishing be hit or miss when we, as doctors, have the know-how and the tools to find out and to reduce it to an exact science?
Say, the fishing season opens next Saturday. Why don't we all go up the lake and try out our new system?
Hey, that's a great idea. How about you fellas?
Sure, fine. I'll have a talk with the wife, see if it's all right.
Well, I'd like to go, too. I'll let you know as soon as I check with Harriet.
You mean you have to ask permission when you want to go fishing?
How about that?
Are you mice or men?
If we're mice, at least we're happy mice. Aren't you going to ask Donna?
For permission? Why? I'm a big boy. Naturally, I'll tell her about it, but I don't have to ask her.
I don't know how you do it. I couldn't get away with it.
Well, it's a matter of early training. You see, you have to be firm with them right from the very start. Now, Myra wouldn't dare question me on a little thing like going fishing.
Hello. It's the lab. Yes? You've made a complete examination of the fish's stomach? What is it? What? Oh, I see. Thank you.
Well, Alex, what is it?
Yeah. What is science's answer? What is the bait the wall-eyed pike can't resist?
Worms.
Mother?
Yes, dear?
Mother, I have a terrible problem.
Well, I have a problem, too. What's happened to all of our napkins?
Oh, Jeff and Zap were using them yesterday to practice semaphore signaling.
I see. Now Jeff has a problem.
And I still have mine. Everyone in my class has to write a paper on the American scene, and I just haven't been able to think of a topic.
Oh, well, that shouldn't be too difficult, the American scene. My goodness, you can write about most anything.
Well, that's just the trouble. When you can write about everything, you can't think of anything.
Oh, Jeff.
Yeah?
Jeff, young man, come here. Hmm? I would like to ask you what you did with the napkins that were in that drawer.
Oh, Zach and I were practicing semaphore.
I see.
And they got a little dirty, so Zach's mom is washing them.
Those old things? For heaven's sakes, why didn't you use the new ones?
Well, they were good enough. Hey, Mom, when's dinner? I'm about to faint.
Put your head between your legs and take deep breaths.
Mother, Melanie is writing her paper on how city life has changed in the past 100 years.
That's a very interesting idea. Why didn't you think of it?
Melanie didn't either. Her mother gave her the idea.
Oh. Hey, Mom. All this exercise is just making me hungrier.
Well, lie down, dear. We'll revive you when your father comes home for dinner.
Mother, I have to get this paper in by next Monday. Well, maybe Daddy will be able to give me an idea.
Why don't you write a paper on the subject you're really familiar with, like 101 ways to avoid doing the dishes, or 10 surefire methods on how to delay cleaning up your room.
Mother, I have no intention of parading my faults. Let's just keep them a family secret. Hi, Dad.
Hello, sweetheart.
Oh, hi, dear.
Hi, darling.
How are you?
Fine, how are you? Well, what's the matter with him?
I've simply fainted. Malnutrition, I think.
Sounds serious. Calls for a little work therapy, like cleaning out the garage, cutting the grass.
Oh, I'm fine now.
Remarkable cure.
Oh, by the way, darling, I'm going fishing Saturday morning.
Oh?
Oh, hey, Dad, can I go with you?
No, no, it's just for adults. Maybe some other time.
Who's going, dear?
Oh, you're gonna love this, darling.
Somebody brought up the idea of going fishing. And Joe Martin and I were the only ones who could definitely say we were going. Ed and Jim said they'd have to talk to their wives first.
Oh, really?
Imagine grown men having to ask permission to go fishing. Pretty ridiculous, isn't it?
Yes. Alex?
Yes, dear?
Why didn't you ask me? Yes, Alex.
Oh, there you are. Why is it that every time I'm late for a hospital appointment, there's something I can't find? This time it's my handkerchief. I've been through every drawer in that bedroom. Do you know where I can... I don't know what I'd do without you.
Oh, I think you'd manage. You seem quite able to run your own life.
Honey, you're not peeved because I told the boys I'd go fishing without asking you first.
Peeved? Oh, I wouldn't say that.
Well, what would you say?
I couldn't say.
You know, darling, if you, you examine the situation, you'll find that by not asking you first, I was paying you a compliment.
Oh, how you do turn a girl's head. How?
Well, in effect, I was saying I'm married to an intelligent woman. But now you're acting like a female.
Which, oddly enough, I happen to be. What about you? Weren't you, acting like a male?
Well, what do you mean?
Well, boasting to the boys about how you have your wife wrapped around your little finger.
Oh, darling, it wasn't like that at all. I didn't say a thing about you.
So you didn't have to. You just looked smug. You know, implying, why don't you boys have your wives as well trained as I have mine?
No, no, no. Yes, what do you two want?
You know, Dad, I think you're absolutely right. Yeah. I think women are taking over, and not just in the home. Do you know that a girl was elected class president?
I think we better continue this discussion some other time.
Oh, no, Daddy, you can't leave me like this. You and Mother have to finish talking this thing out.
Sweetheart, I have to be at the hospital. I have patients waiting.
Well, Dad, my life is important, too. Here, you've just given me a topic for my term paper. See? Which parent is the most dominant force in the home, the mother or the father? Now, while you two were arguing, I've been taking notes. Another 15 minutes and I'll have all the material I need.
Hey, Dad, if you get permission, can I go?
Now I know why the fellas ask the wives first. It saves a lot of wear and tear.
Don't be upset, dear. You said you were going fishing. Go. I mean, what more do you want?
I'd just like you to say that it's all right with you.
It's all right with me.
Don't you say it with a little more conviction?
I said it once. Isn't that enough? Have a nice time.
Well, there goes the fishing trip.
All I want to say is one thing, that's
Joe,
all.
Joe, I'm going to make out my shopping list. What would you like for dinner, chicken or lamb chops?
I don't care what we have for dinner. All I want to know is what you have against fishing.
I haven't anything against it. I just object to your going fishing on Saturday, sugar.
But look at the spot you're putting. I told Alex I'd go with him. Now, what am I going to say?
Tell him you changed your mind.
I didn't change it. You changed it.
Oh, did I tell him that?
Certainly not.
So what about dinner, chicken or lamb chops?
Now, you give me one good reason why I shouldn't go fishing. Just one good reason.
Last weekend, when I wanted to visit my mother, you said no, and we didn't go.
Oh, now, that's not a fair comparison. When I said no, I really didn't mean no.
Well, I do, dear.
Well, why do I have to ask permission to do what I want to do? Why can't I make my own decisions?
I just asked you to make one. Chicken or lamb chop.
Okay, Mara. Okay. I was nice about this. I asked you. But now you are forcing me to act against your wishes. My feelings have to be considered in this matter, too, you know. I will go where I want to go, when I want to go, and with whomever I want to go. No matter what you say.
Cornflakes.
Please, Myra.
Joe, what do you want for dinner?
Well, I suppose the appropriate dish would be chicken.
Chicken. That's a good idea.
Is true friendship a thing of the past? Has
a high school education really necessary?
What are you doing?
Talking to myself. Do you mind?
No, I don't mind. You're the one who's got to listen to yourself.
Oh, if I don't think of a subject for my theme pretty soon, I'll do more than talk to myself. Jeff, you have to chew that thing so loud.
Never heard of an apple with a muffler on it.
Please, Jeff.
Hey, I thought you already had a subject for your theme, about which parent's the most dominant.
Well, that's just it. I can't decide which one it is.
Well, the last thing I heard, Dad said he wasn't going to go fishing, so that makes Mom most dominant.
But Mother told Dad he could go if he wanted to go, so that makes Dad dominant.
True.
How can I write a theme about which parent is the most dominant if they're both dominant?
You got a problem.
If only Mother had put her foot down and said absolutely no, I'd have my theme.
Well, I know one thing for sure. Neither one of us is dominant. I mean, if Mom or Dad say no to one of us, they mean no.
Maybe that's what I should write my theme about. Is the American home being destroyed by tyranny and oppression? Well, I guess you're right. I better stick to my original subject about the most dominant. Who knows, maybe I'll get lucky and Mother and Dad will start arguing again.
Oh, hi, Joe. How's it coming?
Oh, great. You getting all set for Saturday?
You bet.
Well, we're going to have a ball, huh? You know, I feel sorry for those two guys that had to ask permission from their wives. Yeah, that was pitiful, wasn't it?
Degrading.
You know, when I got home last night, I said to my wife, honey, don't expect me for the weekend. I'm going fishing. Period.
That's
it. Yeah, she started to say something. I said, you go into the kitchen and prepare me a chicken dinner.
Beautiful. You think the fish will be biting?
I don't know. They better. It's a long way to travel. Why do you ask?
Well, they usually bite best when the moon is full.
Well, what kind of a moon are we going to have on Saturday?
No moon.
No moon? Uh-oh. Well, we'll go just for the heck of it, to get away from it all, you know?
I wonder, Joe, I may have picked a bad weekend.
There's a chance you can't make it?
Oh, it's just that something has come up.
It isn't Donna.
Donna? Oh, no. It's fine with her.
Well, you know, even the best of them can act up sometimes.
No, she was very cooperative. As a matter of fact, the last thing she said to me was, have a good time.
Myra wasn't quite that cooperative.
Well, actually, Donna resisted a little at first, too, but only for a few minutes.
Myra ran on quite a bit longer.
Joan, I'm not going.
She won't let you?
Oh, she said I could go. But the way she said I could go, I don't think I'd better go.
Well, Alex, as long as we're leveling with one another. Myra said I couldn't go either.
Oh,
only I'm going.
Oh, you going to defy her?
No, I just use the old noodle. I apply a little psychology.
Psychology?
Yeah.
Oh, well, why don't you give me a lesson?
You don't need a lesson, boy. It's basic.
Basic?
It's as basic as giving candy to a baby.
Donna! How are you, dear?
Well, I couldn't be better.
Oh, it's new, isn't it?
It's not quite 1 hour old.
Oh, it's lovely.
It's a fishing coat.
Fishing coat? Isn't it a little dressy for that?
Oh, well, dear, when I say fishing coat, that's not what it's for. That's what I got it for. Joe got his fishing and I got my coat.
Oh.
I think fishing is my favorite sport.
Oh, I should think so.
Donna, what are you getting for letting Alex go?
Some trout to clean, unless I'm lucky and Alex is unlucky.
Donna, does Alex beat you much?
Just on our anniversary. Why?
He's broken your spirit. You do your husband a favor and there's no payoff?
Myra, I don't want to sound happily married, but I don't consider it a favor. If Alex wants to go fishing, fine. All I ask is that he check with me first.
Donna, please. Do you want somebody to hear you?
I'm sorry, Joe. I don't follow you on this basic psychology thing.
Well, now, wait a minute. You keep a box of lollipops in your office?
Yeah.
Why?
Oh, for the kids.
Yes, but why?
Well, to appease them, of course.
Why do you want to appease them?
Well, so I can go ahead and give them their shots or whatever. You gave Myra a lollipop?
A fur trim lollipop costing $89.50. Genius.
Oh, I'm sorry, Joe. I like fishing, but not that much.
Let's face it, that's the way the game's played. You do something for me, I'll do something for you.
Not around my house.
You mean to tell me that you never picked up a little knick-knack for Donna, just a conditioner for something you wanted to do?
Never. I wouldn't try it, and if I did, she wouldn't accept it.
Oh, boy, you are naive. Oh, no, Donna's a lovely girl and all that. You offer her a fur coat or a new dress, and see how fast she gets to packing your fishing gear for you.
No, no, Joe. We don't do things that way around my house. We just don't believe in bribery.
Myra, we don't do that around our house. We don't believe in bribery.
Donna, look. Marriage is a mutual agreement, isn't it?
Uh-huh.
Well, if a wife agrees to let a husband go fishing, what's wrong with his agreeing to buying her a coat?
In other words, marriage is a give-and-take proposition?
Oh, well, Donna, don't be so callous, but yes, that's what it is.
Well, I'm afraid I don't see it that way.
Joe always said that Alex was a happily married man. Now I understand why. It's getting way awfully cheap.
You mean I should have closed a deal for a coat?
Well, a coat or a dress or a bag or something expensive. If a husband wants a favor, he should pay for it.
They say you can't buy happiness.
You think I'm wrong, don't you?
No. I think Joe is wrong for giving in to you. But I'll say one thing for Alex. He may be inconsiderate at times, but at least he's man enough not to stoop to bribery.
22 pages? Melanie, what are you writing, a novel? Well, I've only written one page. My theme? Well, I'm calling it The Dominant Force in the American Home Today and What Effect It Will Have on the Youth of Tomorrow. Well, I figure the longer the title, the less I'll have to write. I may wind up with a 10-page title and my signature. Well, I'm just disgusted. Neither of my parents will lift a finger to help me. Melanie, do your parents ever argue? I mean, loud and forcefully? They do? Melanie, which of your parents is the most dominant? That's what they argue about? Well, you're a great help. Back to my misery. So long, Melanie.
Hey, are you still working on that crummy theme?
I might as well be a hermit for all the help I get around here.
You know, I think you're just making a lot of work for yourself. I mean, no matter what Mom said, she doesn't want Dad to go fishing. And I'll bet you 10-1 that Dad doesn't go. So that makes Mom the most dominant.
Well, this thing has got to be settled tonight once and for all. The only thing that's dominant around here is my nerves.
Hiya, sweetheart.
Hi, Dad. What's in the package?
Oh, just something for your mother. Where is your mother?
She's in the kitchen. Dad, I've been waiting for you to get home. What's the status of the fishing trip?
Let's forget about the fishing, shall we?
Forget it. Dad, I'm using the trip as a case history. It's for my term paper, and it has to be in by next Monday, and I only have one page.
Well, get another subject.
Oh, but I like this subject, if you and Mother would only cooperate.
Cooperate? How?
By resuming your argument about...
Discussion.
Your discussion about the fishing trip.
Let's say the discussion ended in a tie.
A tie? Oh, Dad, how can I write about a thing like that? My subject is about the dominant force in the home. Now, which one of you is more domineering?
Dominant.
Dominant. So how was the trip settled?
Well, your mother doesn't object if I want to go.
Then you're going.
No.
Why not?
Because her affirmative reply was too negative.
Dad, what kind of double talk is that?
Hi, Dad.
Hi, Dad.
Boy, what a practice session we had today. I hit 3 homers.
Well, I'm proud of you.
Dad, you can't leave me up in the air like this.
I'm sure glad you're going to be at that game Saturday, Dad. We'll shellac the Cougars.
Who said I was going to be at the game?
Well, Mom won't let you go fishing.
Who said she won't let me go fishing?
Nobody. I just figured.
Well, you can stop figuring. I can go if I want to.
Well, then you're going.
I'm not going.
Well, why not?
Because there's too much negative in the affirmative, and I don't want to hear any more about fish. Understand? No more fish.
Not even jellyfish?
Oh, darling.
Hi, darling. Don't tell me. Let me guess. Baked whitefish.
Nope.
No? Salmon?
Getting colder.
Well, it's fish of some kind, isn't it?
Well, now, why would I be serving you fish when you'll practically be living on it over the weekend?
Over the weekend?
Yes, on your trip.
But I'm not going.
Who said so?
You did, didn't you?
Oh, honey, I've been thinking about it, and I realize I've been a little bit unreasonable. I mean, after all, it isn't as though you go off on one of these trips every other week. Honey, you work very hard, and I think you deserve a vacation without having to ask me for it. If that's for you, are you in?
Only if it's an emergency.
Hello.
Hello, Donna. What's new?
Oh, Myra. Well, nothing's new.
I mean, what do you have that's new?
Myra, what are you talking about?
Is Alex going fishing?
Yes.
Well, what was the payoff? Joe told me he had a talk with Alex. And I thought maybe that husband of yours had got the message and presented you with a fishing trophy.
I don't want anything. And besides, I told you that Alex would never stoop to bribery.
Well, I don't consider it stooping, dear. It's opening the door when opportunity knocks.
Myra, I have to finish getting dinner. Can I call you later?
Well, all right, Donna, but honestly, goodbye.
Goodbye.
Just thought I'd get my tackle up.
That was Myra on the phone.
No, what'd she want?
Nothing. She says I'm a traitor.
Why's that?
You know what she said? What's this?
Oh, just something I brought home for you.
For me?
Yeah, so you wouldn't think I was a thoughtless, inconsiderate husband.
Really, Alex, I thought you were above this.
Above what?
Well, I told Myra that. You can just take it back.
For these.
Alex, how dare you say I asked for anything?
Well, maybe you didn't come right out and ask for them, but you certainly dropped a few hints.
Oh, Alex, really?
Well, I don't get it. What's all the fuss about?
Alex, if you don't have any more respect for my rubber gloves?
Well, you were complaining last week about what cleaning the woodwork was doing to your hands. So I picked these up on the way home. Just, what did you think was in there?
At least a fur-trimmed coat.
Sorry to disappoint you. Maybe next time.
No, darling. You just stay as cheap as you are. Well, you can't complain about A-.
Well, I worked so hard on that paper, I should have gotten an A.
Oh, that's not bad, considering it was a substitute idea. By the way, what subject did you finally choose?
The frustrations of the teenager in the modern home.
Mom, I'm hungry.
Well, keep quiet and conserve your energy, dear.
Hi, Dad.
Oh, at last!
Dear, Jeff, drag yourself upstairs and get washed.
Well, Mom, I
Mary,
want
get
to...
the salad. I'll save you a morsel. Oh, my dear.
Hello, darling.
Dinner's ready.
Oh, by the way, honey, some of the fellas were planning to play poker tonight.
Tonight?
I'm asking first.
Oh, well, all right.
You didn't have any previous appointments or anything, did you?
No.
Good, good. How would you like to go to a movie tonight?
What about the poker game?
There's no poker game.
Didn't you just walk into this room and ask...
I just wanted you to know, in case a poker game came up, how I'd handle it.
I'll say one thing for you. You learn very quickly.
Thank you. a Screen Gems film presentation from the Hollywood studios of Columbia Pictures.